From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A new U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire continues to largely hold in Syria, with no fatalities reported in the first full 24 hours. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
It was an uneven start, but you know what we saw over the first 24 hours was the fact that, or we believe that the arrangement as a whole appears to be holding.
Speaking in Geneva Tuesday, the U.N. Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said a relief convoy is ready to move on to the embattled city Aleppo, fulfilling another aspect of the deal, delivering aid to besieged civilians.
What is our priority? Eastern Aleppo, no doubt. Because they've been isolated long enough, they have been isolated also due to the circumstances of the conflict.
If the truce holds for a week, the U.S. and Russia will establish a joint integration command to coordinate airstrikes against jihadist groups not covered by the truce. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Harrigan, commander of the U.S. Air Force's Central Command, was asked about that Tuesday.
Should the cessation of hostilities hold, and I say that's, again, important that we all understand that the Russians and the regime have to do the right thing, right now we're doing prudent planning to think through what that would take.
It's hoped the deal will last long enough to permit resumption of talks on the country's political future. Zambia's President Edgar Lungu was sworn into office Tuesday, ending a contentious election period. Lungu's supporter Beulah Kunda called for more schools in rural parts of the country.
You should put more schools in rural areas because some of my friends, they are not educated. It's not like they don't want to be educated, but they don't have enough schools or enough funds for them to proceed with their school.
Mr. Lungu has promised to focus on the economy. Zambia suffers from falling copper prices, its main export, and high unemployment and chronic inflation. This is VOA News. In Libya, forces loyal to Eastern Commander General Khalifa Haftar seized a fourth oil port in the North African country's oil crescent, presenting a new serious challenge to the UN-backed unity government in Tripoli as it struggles to assert its authority. Oil is the country's main natural resource and a vital export. The U.S., Britain, France, Italy, Spain, and Germany have condemned the attacks and called on Haftar's forces to withdraw. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres is listed in stable but serious condition and is in a medically induced coma after suffering a stroke Tuesday. His son, Chemi, is appreciative of an international outpouring of support.
These are not easy days. However, I would like to take the opportunity and thank all of you that are sending us their concerns and love and prayers. We thank you very much.
The 93-year-old Perez, hospitalized in January with a heart ailment, has served in nearly every major public office, including prime minister, president, and foreign minister, and was co-recipient of the 1994 Nobel Peace Prize for helping negotiate the Oslo Peace Accords with the Palestinians. The U.S. Tuesday warned of disturbing trends in Iranian behavior after Tehran threatened to shoot down two U.S. Navy aircraft over the Strait of Hormuz. It's the latest incident involving U.S. and Iranian forces in and around the Persian Gulf. The U.S. insists the patrol aircraft were flying in international airspace. Washington is accusing Beijing of unfairly tinkering with the price of corn, wheat, and rice. Michael Froman, U.S. trade representative, said China's use of market price support is $100 billion higher than commitments made when it joined the World Trade Organization.
The excessive government support that China provides to these growers exceeds the firm commitments it made when it joined the WTO in 2001.
The Obama administration said the unfair subsidies, distort prices, lead to overproduction, and disadvantage U.S. farmers. This is the 14th complaint brought by the U.S. against China since 2009. Beijing insists its grain subsidies abide by WTO rules. Ethiopian marathon runner Fayisa Lilesa has asked to stay in the U.S. Lilesa, who made a protest gesture during the Rio Olympic Games, opposes government efforts to reallocate farmland of the Oromo people, a move that sparked violent protest. He spoke Tuesday through an interpreter.
Running has allowed me to travel long. Beyond that, it has also allowed for me to be the voice of my people.
At the Olympics, Lilesa held his arms over his head, wrists crossed, as he finished second in the marathon, winning the silver medal. An earthquake measuring 5.9 magnitude rattled Colombia's second-largest city, Medellin. There was no immediate report of injuries or damage. Meanwhile, Taiwan braced for a strong typhoon named Mirante that brushed parts of its southern tip Wednesday, causing power outages. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.